This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. As we learn, Ilan Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lufu Shalema for Yom Yishmechai Sar, Yaakov Ben Basileh, for the Schus of Avram and Yom Benish Ben Mark Yudis and family, sponsored by Fish Family, Ilan Nishmas Basi Bas Rabbit Shalem Ben Avram Alevi, Peril Bas Ruvain, Vayol Klugman and family, Lufu Shalema for Yoichoy Ben Ruchama, Lufu Shalema for Yitzim and Tzim and Dusha, Rifka Bashi Olea, Chav Vashar Shabina, Moshe may have been Esther Fadl, may have been Chayasar, they should have a Rufu Shalema, B'Sech Shachar, the Yisrael. So now the Mishnah tells us, Chemas Chalilin, that's what we call a bagpipe. Toirim and Amedris, because people don't sit on it. So it's not Matamatatum of Medris. Arevis Pisonos, this is a trough for construction material. Now sometimes they sit on it, but only construction workers sit on it. Since construction workers sit on it, it's susceptible to the tumah of midras of azav, azav anida. No, it's only susceptible to tumei mace, because only a minority of people sit on it, just the construction workers, that's not enough that it should be tumei midras. Areva, a trough, Mishnei log va'atish kavin, from two log until nine kav, shenistiga, that's split. Now, since it's split, they don't put stuff in it anymore. Rather, they only use it to sit on. So, tmei medris. But in nichabak sham, if they left it out in the rain and it swelled and it closed up, v'nisbecha, it swelled and closed up, so now that they could use it as a container, then it's only tmei mace, because now they won't sit on it anymore. If they put it bakodim in the eastern hot wind, v'nisbecha, and it cracks again, so mekabelis medris, again, now it's not used as a container, it's used to sit upon, it's only mekabel tumas medris. And zeh chaymer b'shyare kleyetz mebetchilasen, that's a chumra of the remnants of a clay ace, then in the beginning. In the beginning, when it's a container, they don't sit on it, it's not mekabel tumas medris. But when it's in pieces, it's broken, then it has a chumra that it's mekabel tumas medris, which it wasn't mekabel when it was whole. And similarly, in a different area, the chaymer b'shyorei clay netzaren mebitchilasan, there's a chumra of the remnants of a wicker basket, more than a whole wicker basket. Shem mischilasan, in the beginning, when you form it, ain't a mekabel tuma, it's not mekabel tuma, actually yischasma, until you finish it with the rim on top. Nischasma, once it's finished with the rim on top, and now it breaks, afal pish in the shorus, if so saying, even though the rim breaks and part of the walls break, Kolshein, even if it's just a small container, tmei, and it could still be mekabel tumah. Now, makel she'osu beis yad l'karden, a piece of wood that you used as a temporary handle for an axe. Now, a piece of wood doesn't have a base kibble, it's pshute kleitz, it wouldn't be mekabel tumah, but when you put it into the blade of the axe, so it's a yad, so it is mekabel tumah, but only when you're using it. Chibel l'tumah b'shas malacha, when you're using it, so if something tumah touches the blade, the handle becomes tumah. If tumah touches the handle, it's tumah, because it's part of the keli. Once you're not using it, though it's not, since it's not attached, it's not considered to be one, it will not be mekabel tumah because it's a pshutei klei etz. If the blade is touched, it doesn't get tumah. Now, the same thing is true with this more sophisticated keli called a deuster. A deuster is made in spinning fabric. It was a pole, and it had two holes. It had a metal rod going one way and a metal rod going the other way, and they would spin the fabric on these two metal rods. So had the yuster, the wooden pole that holds the bars, chibur l'tumah b'shas malacha. It will be mekabel tumah while the pieces of metal are in the holes. Kavu b'kloinus, but once they attach the deyuster to a base, so then it's permanently fixed, then tumah. Then, even when you're not using it, it's tumah. But v'ein chibur loy, the base is not considered attached to it, so when the yuster becomes tumah, the base doesn't become tumah. Also by the yuster, if you made a thicker block of wood to hold the two metal bars, a tall, thick block of wood, the whole block of wood is in tumah. Ain't tumah el tzarkai. It's only tumah the area in the middle of that block of wood that holds the two metal rods. Kiseg shekvoy b'kleinus. Let's say you have a chair that you attach to a base. The base is there to keep make sure the chair isn't going anywhere. So the din is the chair is tumah, but ve'enoy chibulay, the base is not considered attached to it. If the chair becomes tumah, the base doesn't become tumah. Also by kisei, if you have a base and you carve like a seed in it, ain't tumah ela mekayim. The whole base doesn't become tumah, only the area of the indentation of the chair. Kvay b'kairis beis abad. They take a chair and they attach it to the beam of the olive press. Now, the chair was mekabel tumah before they attached it. Now, even though people are not going to sit on it much, because when you sit on it, you can't use the olive press, but once it was mekabel tumah from before, it retains its ability to be mekabel tumah. Ve'ein kibbalah, but it's not considered attached to the base of bat. Also b'roisha kisei, but if you carved in the beam itself a chair, tar, because they're not going to let you use it as a chair, because they're going to say, get up, we want to do the work. Get up from the beam, v'nases melachteinu. Now, even though we said that the chair that was attached to the base of bad is tameh, even though they're not going to let him use it because they got to use the beam, but there it was already tameh before you attached it. So then the tumah remains. Here, it wasn't tameh before. You made the indentation in the beam, but since they won't allow anybody to sit on it because they'll say, we need to use the beam for the base of bad, therefore, it's not mekabel tumas medras. These are not easy mishnayos whatsoever, and this is the only way to get through a masechta like Kalim, is to do it piece by piece like we're doing it. We're already into the 20th parak. It's really amazing. We hope to see everybody again tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Yitzhak, it's great to have you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.